All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Oregon State coach Corey Hall, and the Beavers have an open date returning to action next Thursday, hosting Stanford on Thursday, October 26th. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question comes from the line of Kurt Craigthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Corey, I'm wondering how the season at Weber State kind of gave you the experience you needed and shaped your career so far.
The experience at Weber State, in terms of helping my career, was great. The structure and the being organized, Jay Hill, he runs a really good program out there, and he really gives his coaches a lot of freedom, but he also is he coaches coaches. You know, I mean, we used to have to present a lot of material amongst the staff. He was very, very meticulous in how he wanted us to present material to him, whether it be reports or anything that we were going to hand out to players. So it was just kind of the freedom that he gave us, you know, as coaches, but how he held us accountable in developing as coaches. So that helped a lot. And then just developing the relationships with the players at the collegiate level, that time there really served me well.
And that was kind of a turnaround season for the Wildcats. Any favorite memory?
Favorite memory, it was kind of like bittersweet, but I remember the Eastern Washington game. I remember the game plan. I remember my coach roommate, we missed the bus to go and travel and watch the movie with the team. And when I got there, I was thinking of a game plan, or not thinking of a game plan, but picking up tendencies on Eastern Washington. And I remember we went and we ate sushi, and Coach Hill, he was red in the face. You know, he was giving me a hard time because he knew I was more upset than he was that I had missed that bus. And I remember he was like, "All right, Corey, what's the tendency that you got?" And so it was kind of like funny. But then we went out and we held Eastern Washington to, I believe the score was 14-17, and we missed a few field goals. The time of possession was lopsided. We controlled the clock more. You just look at all the numbers, kind of like what we just experienced this weekend. So that was probably that whole experience, and then our relationship, just sitting in those meetings with those guys, Coach Kafusi, Coach Kite, and Fessy, Quinton Ganther, and the list can go on and on. Grant Duff, and forgive me if I'm forgetting anybody, but I mean, just kind of the whole experience was great.
And just quickly on the Beavers, everyone says the vibe was a lot different last weekend. You probably wouldn't give yourself credit for that, but what do you attribute it to?
The vibe was just, everybody got back to the basics. And, you know, when you get back to, I always say that, and it sounds kind of redundant, repetitive, but when you get back to the basics of football and you chop it down to its purest form, football's fun. And so that's all we did. And, you know, I really go with the time and place principle. There's a time and place for everything. And so I just, myself and this coaching staff, we make sure we do a good job of managing the time or place now.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Mike Singer, Rivals.com.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Doing well. So what's it like recruiting as an interim head coach? You know, because you don't know if you and your staff are going to be there in a couple months for that early signing period. So, you know, what's it kind of like, you know, recruiting with that uncertainty?
I think what we do is you just let your personality shine through, right? And right now, the staff is fully intact, and you don't worry about what could be, what may be. You continue to carry on those relationships. You know, you continue to reassure student athletes because you made a commitment to Oregon State football, and you still identify talent, right? That will be able to continue to carry on what's being established and built here at Oregon State as far as football goes. So, you know, in the wake of everything, I think if you focus on that, then it won't be a motivator, and I think it would be reflective in the day-to-day posturing of, you know, staff and players. So that's not a focal point. You move forward as if today is the last day, and that's whether this scenario or situation happened or not, right? Because things happen every day that may change the course of time. So, you know, we don't look at it that way.
Sure. On another note, I know Mason Moran started the season at safety, and I believe he was taking some quarterback reps before the game. The team throwing around those guys. I mean, did you have a hand in that decision to, you know, move him back to quarterback?
Again, anything that we do collectively as a staff. And so that's something you would have to talk to Coach McGivens about. So, I mean, collective of staff, you look at quarterbacks when, you know, things could possibly go wrong. You got to play out each different scenario, and you have to prepare for it. So when you look at actual snaps and probably live scrimmage experience, well, the next guy you think about is Mason Moran. So that's why that decision was made, and that was a collective decision actually made by that offensive staff. So, no, I'm not going to take credit for anything.
Sure. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you, Mike.
And again, that is star one for questions.
Any final questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it for you, Corey. Hey, appreciate your time. Enjoy the open date, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you.